It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 17th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is hoodwink, spelled as one word, H-O-O-D-W-I-N-K. Hoodwink is a verb. It means to deceive or trick someone. Here's the word used in a sentence from Yahoo Finance by Ashley Kilroy. A financial advisor's credentials can be helpful, but beware, sometimes less scrupulous financial advisors will use irrelevant or fraudulent qualifications to hoodwink clients. We usually use the word wink to refer to a brief shutting of one eye, but hoodwink draws on an older and more obscure meaning of wink covered in our unabridged dictionary, to close one's eyes. To hoodwink someone originally was to effectively do that kind of winking for the person. It meant to cover someone's eyes, as with a hood or a blindfold. This 16th century term soon came to be used figuratively for veiling the truth. "The public is as easily hoodwinked," wrote the Irish physician Charles Lucas in 1756, by which time the figurative use had been around for decades, and today that meaning of the word is far from winking out. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.